Now imagine being woken by the sound of a lorry being rammed into the side of your house during the early hours of the morning. This happened in Sandyford and it's clearly shocked some local people. Staffordshire Police has told us that it's not an isolated incident. Our BBC Radio Stoke's Mike Perkins has been covering the story. Mike, what was the scene like when you arrived today?
Well, Broadfield Road is a pretty typical suburban road. It's narrow, tree-lined, with family homes on either side. The house that's been targeted on this occasion is in quite a mess. The front section of the property appears to have been hit by the lorry, which Staffordshire Police tell us had been stolen. Now, when I arrived, there was very little brickwork left and debris was being flung into a skip.
And it's not the only place affected, is it?
Yes, that's right. Cotton Road forks off Broadfield Road to the left, and this is where police found a lorry. Now, these roads are quite narrow, and such a large vehicle caused quite a bit of damage, not just to the house, but also to cars which were parked in the area. This local man was one who'd spent his morning calling his insurance company.
Only just put the bin out, so I was out in the open for about 10 minutes before and just gone to bed, and then heard this almighty bang. Come out and there's a truck just halfway down, smoke billowing out of it. Then noticed that my car had been damaged and then a silver car had been pushed into mine. And then also another couple of vehicles had been pushed into the other. So basically all of them had been written off. Didn't really know what it was at first. It was just one great big bang. And just looked out the window and saw a truck halfway down and smoke billowing out of it and the engine still running. The occupants of the vehicle had done a runner.
Dramatic indeed. Mike, you said that Staffordshire Police have told you this isn't the first time something like this has happened.
No, detectives say not only do they think it was a targeted attack, they also believe it was part of an ongoing dispute. Another resident I spoke to told me he'd noticed it becoming a more regular occurrence.
It's strange, but I'm not surprised a house has been hit after it's happening three times. I'm not surprised it's happened again, actually. There's obviously some kind of argument going on amongst a group of people. It's not the first time it's happened. It's happened to two other houses around here as well. There's a house right down at the end of the street that's been hit twice by lorries. So there's obviously some kind of vendetta going on, something between people.
What have the police told you about the investigation, Mike?
Well, they're trying to work out who was driving the lorry at the time. At the moment, they've not arrested anyone and want to hear from anyone in the area at the time if they have any clues that might help with the investigation. The fire service also tell me that a structural engineer from the council will be going to the house first thing tomorrow to check how bad the damage is.
All right, Mike, thank you very much indeed.